Victoria's Chief Commissioner of Police is defending his right to stay in the job despite questions being raised about his culpability in the so-called Lawyer X scandal. But Graham Ashton acknowledges it may be inappropriate for him to lead the force's response to the Royal Commission into the Gangland Informer affair. From Melbourne, Samantha Donovan reports.
At the time Lawyer X was acting as a police informer, Graham Ashton had a senior role with Victoria's Office of Police Integrity. It investigates the illegal or unethical behaviour of police officers. How much he knew about the barrister's role as a double agent is a question for the Royal Commission. But the Chief Commissioner says he's got nothing to hide.
I've got absolutely no doubt in this particular case that in relation to my role and my knowledge and conduct, that it doesn't limit my ability to do this job. And the fact that this matter has already been reviewed numerous times and that my role in it hasn't been called into question about having done anything around misconduct or anything else or anything corrupt gives me some confidence that that'll continue to be the case.
But Graham Ashton acknowledges it may be inappropriate for him to lead the force's response to the Royal Commission.
It's something I do want to discuss with the Royal Commissioner when they're appointed. So when they're appointed, I'm keen to talk with that person about the manner in which Rick Sprickpole would respond to the inquiry, how they want it responded. And certainly one of the questions I'd be saying is, do you want me to recuse myself from any sort of line responsibility in relation to the way they respond to that? And if the Royal Commissioner thinks that's appropriate, absolutely, I'll take those steps to do that.
Associate Professor Darren Palmer from Deakin University has been studying police accountability for 30 years. He believes Chief Commissioner Ashton's role needs to be modified as the Royal Commission approaches.
His position is at least questionable. Certainly there should be a firewall between certain parts of the police, if not stepping aside, because he is part of what is going to be investigated in relation to the management of the informer and the decisions made about how to use that information. So as he is one of the people that's going to be looked at closely, then he can not have a direct role in managing that Victoria Police response. So at a minimum, he's got to have a firewall placed between the Royal Commission and the police response and himself.
How important do you think that is for public confidence in the force?
It's extremely important. I mean, we have really, and it's no exaggeration, we have a crisis here in relation to the legitimacy and trust of Victoria Police and their behaviour over the last decade or more.
The Age newspaper is reporting today that Lawyer X was in a sexual relationship with a police officer who was involved in overseeing her role as an informer. Chief Commissioner Ashton has told the ABC's John Fain he doesn't believe the report.
It's an allegation only that's appeared in the paper today. That's not stated as any sort of fact.
Do you know it's not true?
Well, again, I need to be careful in my answers because it's something that Royal Commission will be looking at, and I don't want to do anything that's going to upset the role and function of that Royal Commissioner. But I'm very confident that when that matter gets examined, that it'll be found that to be unsubstantiated.
The Chief Commissioner of Victoria Police, Graham Ashton, ending Samantha Donovan's report.